Now on this night, we take a little time to pray for the staff. We certainly want to do that again tonight as we're embarking on this journey together. The children are coming tomorrow. Now, you've had a good start, I know. Some of you have been here a number of days already, and you've been serving the Lord with gladness. We want to pray together. All of us want to pray for you that God will give you strength, and He'll put His holy anointing upon you, His love in your hearts. And so we're trusting Him to do something special for you as we call upon Him together. But I just am also, there are two things I want to do yet tonight. I'm also so thankful that my brother John Munsinger can be with us tonight. He is a man that has served in our church for many years. I know that he has cared for me. He wanted me to know God's word, and so he taught me faithfully over many years. Since I was 9 years old, he was my Sunday school superintendent, well, just until a year or so ago. And when he gave it over to someone else, and I'm so happy to be serving under my new Sunday school superintendent also. But Brother John has been so faithful to many of us, and he also is faithful here at camp as one of the trustees, and he oversees much of the work, the projects that go on. He works with Brother Tom, and they make things happen around here, and we're so thankful for that ministry. Now, Brother John is often here at the beginning of the season and throughout also, and he usually speaks to us on Sunday, and he couldn't be here. And I know he has a heart for all the children. I bet he wants to say something to the counselors, but I don't know, maybe to all of us. I'm sure we can all listen in. Brother John, please.
What time do you let them go to bed?
Communion service always lasts at least this long.
This long?
No, a little longer.
I hate to stand between you and your bedtime.
You have time.
I'm reminded of one scripture verse, and I'll be very brief, and then we'll pray for our staff. I certainly am grateful to all of you who have given of your time, perhaps given up vacation time, perhaps given up some other important things to serve here at camp, and I just want to acknowledge that and thank all of you on behalf of all of the trustees and on behalf of all of those who come to camp and look forward to a time of blessing at camp. To every one of you who gives of himself or herself in this service. It is such a vital part. You know, our entire camp history has been based on volunteers coming and serving. It's a very unique characteristic of our ministry here, and you are a part of that. It's your time that you've given, and we want to pray that God will richly reward you for the sacrifices you have made and for the effort that you will be putting into your service over the next whatever time you've given to us, the 2 weeks or a couple days or in whatever capacity, whether it's in the kitchen or on the grounds or as counselors, deeply, deeply appreciated and a vital part of our camp ministry. But I was reminded, and I will be brief, of a Bible verse, actually the very first Bible verse that I recall being taught when I went to Sunday school. I believe I was about 6 years old at the time, and my Sunday school teacher had a wonderful way of teaching us the scriptures. She would have the Bible verse on a board. I don't know if it was a flannel board or what it was, but wherever she could, she would insert icons or graphics of whatever word she wanted to illustrate. And the verse is this. It says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, wanting to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him." And of course, where it says eyes, she had a set of eyes. And where it talks about the heart, she had a heart there. And she made that verse so rich and so alive to me that I have never forgotten it. And I want to leave that thought with you tonight. Is that your service is certainly recognized by those who run the camp and those who keep the camp going. But there's a more important person who watches over everything that you do. You know, God has given us so much, and we've heard about that tonight, how he sacrificed himself for us and he gave us this great salvation. And in return, he asks for something from us. He asks for our love. He asks for our loyalty. He asks for our service. But in return for that, he rewards us greatly. I was reading recently of the letter to the church at Sardis. And it's not a pretty picture, because he starts out by saying, "You have a reputation for being alive, but you're dead." And he speaks quite strongly to this church and calls them to repentance. But this is what caught my attention. He says, "You know, you have a few there in Sardis who have not defiled their garments." And then he makes some wonderful promises to them, that they'll walk with him in white, for they are worthy. And what caught my attention as I was reading that and meditating on it was, this was a small remnant. This was a small group. "You have a few," he says, "in Sardis who have not defiled their garment." A small group. Not the entire congregation, but a small remnant, a subset of that congregation. But God took notice of them. God saw their faithfulness. God saw their loyalty. God saw that they were holy for him. They were on his side. God recognized that. God took note of that. And he says, "I got a special place for you. Your name will not be blotted out of the book of life. And you'll walk with me in white." And just the idea that the eyes of the Lord are looking over this congregation, looking over this small group, wanting to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal towards him, whose hearts are perfect towards him. That verse, I believe, is in 2 Chronicles 16:9, if I remember the reference correctly. I just want to leave that thought with you workers tonight. God sees your labor of love. God sees your sacrifice. And God has a great reward in store for you. And I pray that just the time that you spend here, these next few days or weeks or however long it is, will be so richly rewarded by God's presence and God's strength and God's help. He wants to show himself strong on behalf of every single one of us, of you. And he will. He will give you the joy of serving him. He will enable you to overcome whatever difficulties or obstacles or trials or things that come your way. He's there to show himself strong on your behalf. So keep that in mind. We'll be praying for you. We'll keep praying for you. And we will rejoice together as God blesses each and every one of you.